Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 1321 91.
What are you doing?
I always thought you were getting organised, mate.
I'm always ready.
I'm helping you out.
Go for it.
1323 AM in Canberra, of course. And if you're listening on the SEN app, you're probably listening a bit later on, so I don't know why I'm saying alone.
No, that's the podcast. Gary.
Right. Is that the podcast? What's the difference between an app and a podcast?
Well, app you listen live, and then a podcast you listen later on. So welcome to those who listen to the podcast now, later on.
Because the kids don't consume the radio live.
The kiddies aren't listening to us.
Well, why are we here? Let's go.
My son's 24. He listens to the podcast.
Yeah, but he doesn't go out.
He's an older soul, Jack.
Yeah.
How's he going? How's his love life?
He's going all right, I think. I don't know. I don't get into that with him.
Rightio. And listen, why don't you give out our TikTok account too?
Yes. At Badge Sats SEN.
Well done.
Yep.
You're going very well. Jack, the producer, asked Badge to do a TikTok this afternoon, and he goes, well, I don't do that stuff.
I can't dance.
No, we don't want you to do a dance. Just say what's coming up on the show. No, they don't.
What Nathan did. Got in trouble too.
Right, yeah. Big show today. the first ODI is underway. England versus Australia. 8 for 279, 48.3 overs gone.
How's your mate Paddy Cummins going?
2 for 160 off 9.3 overs. No, 2 for 60 off 9.3.
That's expensive.
Zampa's gone for a few, but at least he's taken three wickets.
Milan was on. He made 134. Yep. Just gone out. Absolutely outstanding effort by the English batsman.
I tell you what, disappointing crowd at the Adelaide Oval. I mean, it is a Thursday and it doesn't feel like cricket season.
Why are they playing these games?
I think they're to make up series, Badge, before the
A lot of freebies have been given away. So I think after hours, we may see some there for a lot of people there for the Australian batting innings.
Up to the start of play at the Adelaide Oval, only 4,000 to 5,000 tickets had been sold to the public. That's pretty poor.
To fit more than that in there?
Yes, drop catch. We're just watching now. Drop catch. 8 for 281, I should say, of 48.4 overs. Travis Head. Oh, of course, we've put the sports day curse on him. He just dropped a catch in the outfield. Any takers on him get a duck tonight because he spoke to us?
He's looking straight at the sun, I've got to say.
Okay. On tonight's show, Greg Brandy Alexander will be joining us from Vossie and Brandy for breakfast. We're going to preview the World Cup final. But more than that, what do we want to find out tonight from him, Sats?
Well, we always like to pick the brains of people who have been on tour, Kangaroo tours, and he went on 86 and 90 with you, Badge. And I love sitting back and just listening to Badge and some of our guests who he's toured with talk about different things on the tours they're great memories.
Great tourist, Brandy. Young bloke.
The Gecko, they call him.
Yeah, got called up late when Eric Groth pulled out of the 86 tour. So
I didn't realise that. He came in for Eric Groth.
Yeah, he did. As a winger, but he played, you know, a few different positions, and he's just such a freakish talent. But he was like me. He was never going to make the test side. So we had a good party tour.
One of the greatest natural athletes you've ever seen, Jay. So just
really Brandy.
With training, tennis, golf, can just do everything. And the ability, his aerobic capacity when doing fitness was legendary.
And backflips and all that sort of stuff.
And on that Kangaroo tour of 1990, Badge, you were the weekend fullback, so you were the fullback for the Kangaroos and he was the midweek one. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Were you ever nervous?
Absolutely, the whole tour, especially after we lost the first test. We hadn't lost a test in a long, long time. The Aussies, certainly not against England, so we lost the first test at Wembley and I thought I was gone. But, Bob Fulton was the coach, stuck by me, and I sent him Christmas cards for the next 28, 30 years.
Okay.
On your bows.
Yeah. And Mao would have had a word too.
Of course.
You would end back.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Fun Fact Thursday, of course, Scott Sattler heavily involved.
Fun Fact Thursday.
Don't lie.
You good at that.
Don't lie.
I'm telling you
Why
now,
Why did you
Tom
find
me?
That funny when you said it?
Because what finds me funny, no, I didn't engage in that.
But you, when you said that, you were laughing. Why
no,
you were laughing?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, we had him then for a sec.
Has anyone got a fun fact?
I have. Yep. Darren from Ballina, his call we had this week about you going into a motor dealership in Penrith the moment you were named in the State of Origin side in a singlet.
I've actually met Sats quite a few times. So I was the assistant manager at Nepean Motor Group with Jade Cowan.
Oh, Jade Cowan.
I met Sats a few times. Yeah.
Always trying to get a cheap car, isn't he?
Oh, you would have got a free one.
Free cars. And
I remember the day he came in when he got selected for his State of Origin. He came in with his Queensland singlet on. I've never seen guns so
you That's a lie.
Yeah. Oh, you know. You deserve a headbutt.
Darren, have you got photos from that
hey,
man?
Darren beat it.
That's gone.
Fun fact, Thursday.
That was a beauty.
That was that's the caller of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
It was winter. Why would you be wearing a singlet anyway? In
that's what we were asking.
That's
the whole point.
Correct me if I'm right.
Have you got one for us? 0457 736 736.
You know this World Cup in rugby league, which has kind of been on again, off again. Do you know the first World Cup was in 1954 in France? They've been pushing for it since the 30s.
Really?
Finally happened, and France played Great Britain in the final. No Australia, no New Zealand. They played them in the final in Paris and were beaten. Great Britain won 16-12.
It's Fun Fact Thursday.
There you go.
Wow. Well, you didn't hear a word I said. He's just waiting to push the Fun Fact
button.
No, I did.
You said they
you
won 16-12.
Who did?
You did. France.
Yeah, you know, exactly incorrect. They lost
England,
to Great Britain.
In Paris. I got that bit right.
Can I give you a Fun Fact Thursday?
No.
Yes.
The ABC, well, their mailing address in each city is 9994.
Mm. Oh, this is old.
It's in honour of Don Bradman's average.
Fun Fact
Thursday. Didn't you know that?
No.
The ABC managing director at the time was a massive Bradman.
That's
Bradman.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
In every capital city.
Didn't you know that?
No.
I thought everyone
I've
knew
never
that.
Written to the ABC. How many times have you written to the ABC?
Oh, what just to complain lots.
Yeah.
About 8 times today.
Oh.
So I write to Ida Buttrose every single day. Did you have something about the ABC today you want to talk about? Or was that it?
That was it.
I watched a good show on the ABC last night.
Oh, that's an oxymoron.
What are you calling me that again?
There's not one good show on the ABC. Seriously.
Fisk.
What?
Fisk.
What?
What?
What, sort of, just,
what are
I'm
you watching?
That's
mate.
What it's called. Fisk.
Fist.
Fisk.
Fisk. What is it?
It's a show on the ABC.
Yeah, I know. We gathered that. What's it about?
Julia Zemiro. Some of our great comedians. Glenn Robbins is in it.
Oh, he's all right. Does he play Uncle Arthur?
No, but he plays a good character.
Who was the who is Australia's best comedy character? Not the person doing it.
So she's not Carl Barron, our funniest man.
No.
Or the character. Hoax.
Kingswood Country.
Arthur Dunger.
Ted Bullpit.
Arthur Dunger. Arthur Dunger's
good. I like Shirty, the slightly aggressive bear. Remember that off The Late Show?
No.
With Mick Malloy and all that gang? Awesome.
What was Michael Caton's name in The Castle?
Michael. No?
No.
Oh, Dale.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Daryl Kerrigan.
Daryl Kerrigan.
Yes.
Someone type Frank Woodley. Who would... Oh, God. Another ABC one.
What's that talking dog? What's his name? Anyway, I'll remember that one.
What about Aggro? Actually, the outtakes of Aggro were better than Aggro on the screen. No, I tell you what, I reckon I loved Colin Carpenter on, what was that show? Comedy Company. Remember he was unemployed?
Oh, he was good, yeah.
Was that Glenn Robb? No, that was Glenn someone
Kim
else.
Gingell.
No. Kim Gingell, yeah.
Fantastic. What about... Wilfred. Did you ever watch Wilfred?
Is that the dog?
The talking
what?
Dog?
What?
No.
Did you watch
Honestly,
a movie?
Seriously.
Yeah, it's a good show.
What?
If you've never seen Wilfred, oh, you've missed something.
You are standing.
Let me guess. You've been to Nimbin. You've come home.
No.
You've got a pizza.
No.
And you're watching.
I'm telling you.
You sure it's a talking dog?
Oh, and I'm going to change. Now, Con the Fruiterer.
Yeah, very good. Kylie Mole.
Jack likes Wilfred. How good is he?
Wolf, he's got no idea.
Yeah. He's Irish. He wouldn't know comedy.
Would he?
Seriously, if you've got your favourite comedian, not comedian, but your favourite comedy character.
Strop?
Yeah, Strop was good.
Well, Paul Hogan was a character, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hogs. He played the character, Hogs.
Mm.
You know what was my Benny Hill being chased by any nurse?
Oh, you can't watch that anymore.
What?
It's unwatchable, Benny Hill. I used to love it.
Is it?
I can't believe it.
Did you love the goodies?
No.
Never watched it.
Oh, wow. A massive cat overtook London. Yeah.
What were they on?
They had their own show, The Goodies.
Yeah, I know.
The Young Ones.
Oh, yes. Now, that was on the
name audience. The Young Ones, Woogie.
Frank? No.
Neil?
Rick? Rick. And who was the kind of normal
Mike.
One? Mike. That's who I'm thinking
and
of.
Who was the punk? Vivian.
Oh, Vivian.
Gee, you guys. Where have you been?
Well, we're not 65.
Yeah. That's right. 0457 736 736. Send us a text with your favourite.
Sam Pang. Great comedian.
He's not a character.
He's a character. He's funny.
Oh, jeez.
I remember him saying on air one night. It was only a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about the DLS, what, Duckworth Lewis system, whatever it is.
Mm.
And he goes, I used to get picked on cricket teams. You know how he used to pick one at a time for school? He goes, because I was the Asian kid and I could work out the DLS. Actually, him and Mick Malloy and that are all touring. I'm going to see him next week. It's called The Comedians. That's going to be almighty. Mm. They're travelling around Australia.
So Mick Malloy. Now, who did he play in the bowl, the lawn bowls? Movie.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
That was a good character.
But he was a part of that whole D-Generation thing, and they did The Late Show. That Late Show was absolutely outstanding. Didn't he play the assistant to the stunt guy? He was awesome. Remember him? The real dopey guy?
No.
Oh, and he'd stuff up every stunt.
No.
We'll have a look at it in the ad break.
That was Hoax.
It was very similar Arthur character. Ganger. Someone will help me
Kath
out on the
text. Kath and
Kim. Oh, yeah.
And nice. Sharon.
Did you say noise? How many of our listeners had a wife like
with the bar jars?
Like Kimmy.
Oh, sorry, I was reading bar jars.
Bar jars. What a great yes. That's from The Late Show.
Sorry. Mike Titan from the Gold Coast says best show is bar jars.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about wife's bar jar, but I read it on here and I
what?
You got yourself in
a mess.
I said
there. What I was thinking. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
No, you
I apologize.
Indigenous All-Stars coach Ron Griffiths is pushing for a team to participate in the next Rugby League World Cup. Thoughts?
You know, a fun fact, there actually has been a team in a Rugby League World Cup that wasn't representing a country. It was.
Fun fact, Thursday.
Oh. It was the
Maoris.
Maori, yeah. That's how you say
what year was that badge?
2000.
Okay. Yeah, there was
so
two.
So it wouldn't be the first time, but it'd be tricky, wouldn't it, for a lot of players if you got to choose? I mean, the Indigenous players are all very proud, of course, of their heritage, but also then they would have to give up their Australian jersey to play in that team. I'm not sure it would happen.
I'm not sure about – is it dividing? I'm not sure
could
whether –
be seen that
is,
way.
Is it seen as dividing? I'm not quite sure. And I love the Indigenous heritage and how proud the Indigenous players are about their family tree. I love it. And the tradition and the history that goes behind it. I'd like to think that we wouldn't do that. I would like to think that you play for the green and gold. But what I'd also like to see badges, and I'm a traditionalist, you know that. I'd love the green and gold. And as a kid wearing my dad's green and gold jersey around the house continuously. But I feel as though we can introduce some Aboriginal tradition, Indigenous tradition into our jersey. Whether it's the colours, the red, yellow and the black, however that may be, I think we can start to introduce that into our Australian kangaroo jersey.
And they could wear their training singlets to visit everyone after the game.
When they're picking up a car.
Like if you had an origin.
Oh, right, yeah. Hey, would listen, you know what I'd like to see? And they do it well in rugby. This is something they do very well. They sing the Indigenous anthem along with the Australian national anthem. Maybe that's something we could look at in test matches. As well.
I think it's inevitable that we will follow the New Zealand.
Yeah.
There was a war cry that...
Yeah, back in the old kangaroo tour.
But remember they were introducing one and Greg Inglis a few years ago, they were doing not just for the Indigenous teams, they were going to do something with the Aussie teams. Remember they formed Australian teams would form a boomerang.
Yeah.
Is that gone by the wayside?
Don't know.
Hey, boys, Cuzzy Bro from Brisbane is on the line, listening through SENQ 693 AM. Cuzzy Bro, hello, you got a fun fact for us, mate?
Yeah, I have. How are you, boys? All
good, right? Very good.
Okay, so I went to Suncorp for an Origin function, right? And it was the function when the original Fogs got their caps, you know, for the 1980 team.
Yep.
All right, so everyone was there. I got, like, I bought a jersey and, you know, like, to get signed. And back then you could do it. I don't think you can do it now. And I got, like, Arthur Beetson to sign it. Couple of funny things. Fatty Vorton signed it, but he signed it on the back, you know, because you know how you put the, when you put it in the frame, it's always the front part. So I had to get him to sign it twice. But fun fact, I got brushed. Someone didn't sign it for me.
Who was it?
Mr. Belcher.
Oh, well.
Fun fact Thursday.
That's disgusting.
I wasn't there in 1980.
No, it wasn't 1980.
It was the originals.
It was sometime after, maybe in the 90s. But they gave the original caps. They presented the caps to the original Fog players from the 1980s. It wasn't 1980. It was, like, I don't know, in the 90s or something. But I got the jersey signed and got Barry Miller to sign it. He was telling me a good story about how he should have been coached, not John McDonald, because he must have been the coach in 79 for Origin.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah, in
that's
the 70s.
Fun fact, boy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We'll stay on the line because we'll give your badge's address and you can just send it straight to him.
Oh, you must have been playing up like a two bob watch that day, cousin.
Send it to him.
All right.
Send it to him
anytime, mate.
With a grey nurse and he'll sign it for you.
Send it via pigeon and he'll get it.
Send it to PO Box 9994. In your capital city.
Yes.
Badge will pick it up from the ABC.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.
Here's some tips for maintaining your Trex deck. Occasionally wash it with some soapy water or a pressure cleaner. Trex composite decking is low maintenance and won't fade, splinter or warp. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.